In Venezuela, an inauguration has been missed, so now the waiting extends and is directly interlinked to the health crisis of President Hugo Chavez. James Blears reports.
Thousands of Venezuelans heeded the call of Vice President Nicolas Maduro and thronged in front of the Miraflores Palace in the capital Caracas to pledge their allegiance and loyalty to stricken President Hugo Chavez. He wasn't able to return from Cuba, where he's undergone a fourth cancer operation and is still being medically treated for complications. The presidents of Bolivia, Nicaragua and Paraguay lent the event political clout and significance. The opposition coalitions already had the wind taken out of its political sails after appealing to Venezuela's Supreme Court, only to be handed back a ruling stating that a delay is indeed permissible. The fuzzy terms, cancer in the pelvic region, severe respiratory illness, delicate or stable and fresh complications, have a vague and imprecise ring to them. A month now since President Hugo Chavez underwent his fourth surgery, and still no word from him. Uncertainty reigns, and the time frame for clarification of the situation, like the inauguration, is somewhat overdue. For Vatican Radio, James Blears reporting.